Hi, this is Graham Hill back again. This is going to be my last podcast on insurance. I'm going to do one more, which is just going to summarise the ones I've covered. Just to cover off the front end stuff, I'm the author of Electric Cars, The Truth Revealed. To buy a copy of that book, you can go to grahamhilltraining.com and you'll be able to download a copy of the book and the training course, which will be coming out in 2024. If you pay for it now, then you'll get a very cheap rate as opposed to the hundreds of pounds it's going to cost in the new year. So what we've done with these videos is we've covered off insurance products, different elements of insurance that you've got to be wary of before you actually get even place the order for your electric car. There's one last thing I want to talk about, and that's what's known as legal protection insurance. Now, there are different levels of cover. You normally cover it in your insurance policy, but there's other policies out there that will cover a little bit more than you would cover in your normal insurance policy. So I just wanted to cover that off. The one I use personally is the RAC. It gives you legal protection insurance, and it costs £15 a year. It's their Protection Plus, and it covers a number of different areas. Now, be very careful, because you may find that your home insurance covers you for legal protection. Your normal insurance may include it free of charge, but at different levels. If you tick the box saying you want legal protection, it may not cover all the things that you might want cover for. And also, certain bank accounts, they include legal cover as well for a number of different areas that involve your car. So if you have an accident which is not your fault, then it covers a lot of extra areas that you wouldn't cover if you didn't have the legal cover in the first place. So check it out beforehand to make sure you're not duplicating the cover. It's only £15 a year if you take out the RAC insurance. It's one of the cheapest out there, but it covers a number of different areas, which I'll go through in a second or two. So these are the things that you need to make sure, because with electric cars, there's going to be more disputes out there, which might involve a dispute with the garage that's doing some repairs on the car, or any upgrades that have not been carried out properly and you want to take some sort of legal action against the manufacturer or the supplying dealer or the broker, whoever. So having this legal protection, and it covers a wide range of other products and services as well. So I'm just going to run through those now. So as I say, if it's a dispute with the supplying dealer, if it's over the purchase of the car, or anything to do with the purchase or the sale of the car to you, or the part exchange that you've put in, any issues that you've got, you can go onto their 24/7 helpline and they'll give you advice. And if it's a case that they feel they need to take up on your behalf, they will do that. I mean, it also covers things like any speeding tickets or parking, any of these sorts of things. They'll give you some advice on some. They've got standard forms that you can use if you're in dispute over a parking ticket, or if it's a speeding fine, or whatever. And if it's a specific incident, then they may be able to provide you with legal support. So I think one of the issues we're going to be getting moving forward is as more and more garages are equipped to do repairs on cars, especially when it comes to batteries and so on. If the repairs aren't up to par, then you might need some legal support if you need to go to court, or at least make a threat that you're not happy with what's been done and you have got legal support if you need it. Let's say they've got a 24/7 helpline, and that can cover all sorts of disputes. It's up to $100,000 normally, legal expense cover. And that covers the purchase of the car, the sale of the car, of your old car if necessary, any service or repair disputes that you might have. It covers any of that type of situation. Also, the helpline will cover you for things like even wills, probate, employment law, family disputes, and even conveyancing they can give you advice on. So it's there to help you. And I think it's quite good to have that in the background so that you've got some clear advice if you are having a dispute with someone over whatever the situation is. Then there's a legal line you can use, and it doesn't cost you anything, because within the £15 you've paid a year, I've used it myself. and I've used it, and I've spoken to someone about probate. So it's quite a useful thing to have, I think, rather than going to a solicitor and paying like £250 for a quarter of an hour support. So this is quite useful. Travelling costs, it covers you for that. If you go abroad and you need to repatriate your car, or you've got travelling costs yourself to get back to the UK, there's normal cover on that. I think it's normally about £1,000. Any uninsured losses, loss of earnings, that sort of thing. Your legal costs are covered up to £100,000 for the each incident as it goes. You can also use them to sort out your car hire and repairs if you've got had an accident and you need some support on that front. So they're there to help. And using a company like RAC, I think it's quite assuring. So that's the last thing I wanted to talk about. As I say, hopefully you won't ever be in that situation, but just in case something goes wrong, it could be something to do with the charger, something. It could be all sorts of disputes that you might have with the supply chain, and therefore you could really do with some legal advice at that time. And to know you've got that 24/7 is quite useful. So that's that one. That's the final product I want to talk about. There are other things that are included in the book I haven't been through already with these podcasts. I just want to give you a flavour of what we cover in the book, because a lot of people are not sure that I've got all these things. There's so much stuff covered in the book that you really, really need to know about. So the podcast will be covering a lot of these subjects. But if you really want to know the ins and outs, you've maybe already got an electric car, you've got one on order, or you're at the point of thinking, well, maybe I will go down the electric route, then you need to get a copy of the book. GrahamHillTraining.com, that'll get you the book. And if you want to sign up for the podcast, GrahamHillTraining.com/podcast, or whatever channel you find us on. It could be on YouTube, could be on Instagram, could be on other many podcast channels we're going to try and get out there on everything, because the idea is to get as much information out there as possible to help you to make that decision to go electric. Okay. That's me finished on this podcast. As I say, the next one will be a summary of what we've covered, and then we'll move on to other subjects as we go forward. Thanks for watching. I've been Graham Hill, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye for now.